Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the conference call of Samvardhana Motherson International Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. V.C. Sehgal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's my honor and my pleasure to welcome you to this investor call. I want to request Vaaman to please introduce the subject and also make the opening statement. Go ahead, Vaaman.
Thank you, Baba. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and thank you for joining us on the call. We are delighted to announce that SAMIL has announced two strategic acquisitions today. Firstly, the board has approved the acquisition of an 81% stake in Yachiyo's four-wheeler business, which is a subsidiary of Honda Motor. We have been chosen by the customer for a strategic partnership demonstrating Honda-san's trust on Motherson. With this 81-19 joint venture, both Motherson and Honda-san will drive the company towards a sustainable future and prepare for the next generation of products and technologies. The transaction has multiple steps before closure. First, Honda-san currently owns 50.4% of the listed company Yachiyo and will launch a tender offer to make it a wholly owned subsidiary. In order to be successful, Honda-san must reach a minimum of 66.7% shareholding for the same. Secondly, then Honda-san will transfer the two-wheeler business, which is Goshi Gigen, from Yachiyo, in order to consolidate this set of businesses. Then, finally, we will then acquire 81% stake in the Yachiyo four-wheeler business, with Honda-san continuing to retain 19% with an active management participation. Just to give you a bit of color, Yachiyo four-wheeler business has 13 manufacturing facilities and 3 R&D centers across 8 countries, which have very close proximity to Honda Motor plants across the globe. The business supplies substantially to all the sunroofs and fuel tanks to Honda-san. This business clocked revenues and EBITDA of €824 million and €94 million, respectively, in FY23. The transaction is taking place at an equity value of €145 million, or 23 billion Japanese yen, for the 100% stake. Correspondingly, we will be buying 81% for €117 million, or 19 billion Japanese yen. Of course, this is all subject to the necessary approvals, and we expect it to close by Q1 FY25. The company has a very strong pedigree of R&D and innovation, having developed multiple products and systems jointly with Honda-san. We look forward to running this business together with Honda-san, and of course, pivoting and evolving as the auto industry needs. In light of this, Yachiyo has already started to work on the next generation products such as light tailgate and hydrogen, which is type 4, storage containers, focusing towards clean mobility. Post successful closure of this transaction, Motherson will become the partner of choice for Honda-san. This transaction enables diversification in line with our 3CX10 strategy, and of course, this acquisition is also EPS accretive. This also provides additional opportunities for us to leverage our relationship with global OEMs and offer Yachiyo four-wheeler product portfolio, such as the sunroofs and the fuel tanks, to them, and at the same time, the opportunity to cross-sell the entire suite of Motherson products to Honda-san. Motherson is a company built on trust. The acquisition of Yachiyo is a testimony to the trust that our customers, Honda-san in this case, has on the abilities of Motherson. Simultaneously, Motherson will continue to explore other areas of diversification in order to create a long-term value for all our shareholders. On the second announcement which we have made today, we are pleased to announce that the board has also approved an investment of $14 million via 12% optionally convertible secured notes of a company called Prism Systems Incorporated. Prism is engaged in designing and manufacturing of large format touch-enabled display screens with embedded collaborative software based on in-house proprietary technology in laser phosphorus display. This is what we call LPD. This technology is very unique in comparison to the other technologies, and it is more power efficient and is able to provide much higher resolution for display of the same sizes, which is more than 100 plus inches. This is the key part of the technology, that is for large size display screens. Prism system is already has a satisfied customer base with installation of displays with various use cases across meeting and boardrooms against amongst other indoor applications. The investment is being made to support the development of the new Generation 3 prototype for mass production. This development is supported by a strong engineering team and over 200 global patents. The successful development of Gen 3 prototype, which is the agreed functional specification associated conditions, will lead to a unique value proposition for large screen display users. Should the development be in line with our expectations, we will convert this debt into equity stake of not less than 72% and invest in this company for future growth. This is in line with our strategy to enter new market segments and aligned with non-automotive diversification as part of our Vision 2025 plan. Potential springboard for technology and electronics vertical as divisions utilizes capability of electronic manufacturing and software development. With this, I would like to stop my opening statement and open up the floor for question and answers for you, please. Moderator, can you please support?
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on two acquisitions. A couple of questions on Yachiyo. Firstly, would it be fair to say currently 100% of revenues would be coming from Honda, or it would be lesser than that?
I can take that. It's about 90%
plus from Honda. Aman, you heard the question?
Yes, 90% plus from Honda, sir.
Okay.
But it does give us access to other customers as well, right, which we are excited about.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, now that your ownership won't be considered as a Honda subsidiary, so that should help us to diversify beyond Honda. And second clarification was on sunroof. In the presentation, it mentioned it has 9% market share. So that's for the overall sunroof industry or for specific types?
Could you tell us where you are reading that?
The presentation, just give a second. This is in the second slide.
I can add. This is in relation to the global market share.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's 9% global market share for Yachiyo.
That's right.
Okay.
Of course, the idea is also that, you know, they have, you know, $2.5 million capacity, 2.5 million unit capacity.
Capacity.
Right. Yes, spread over 6 units. We have complete technological capability for starting end all the way into high end, which is extremely exciting because, as you know, more and more vehicles are coming with, you know, optionality of sunroofs is becoming more of a standard, and really we're able to bring these sunroofs into any customer.
Got it. Great. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raghu Nandan from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Congratulations on both the acquisitions. Firstly, on the sunroof side, currently sunroof penetration could be about 25 to 30% in the global market. How do you see the potential size of opportunity, both in terms of increase in the share of sunroof as well as increase in the content per vehicle because of the product upgrades which are coming up?
Great. Thanks for that question. Of course, you know, this company is very dear to Honda-san and a strategic supplier. So we believe that, you know, the opportunity, like you rightly have said, is to take this product to the other customers as well. We see a very strong correlation with sunroofs becoming more and more standard. And also, as we see the SUV trend growing, we see a lot more growth in sunroofs in those vehicles as well. So not just on the premium side, but really we're seeing the sunroof penetration increasing. And we believe this will continue to grow with the new product offerings. Even on the EV side, you're seeing, you know, more and more optionality coming with sunroofs. So we're really excited that we can take this product and, you know, grow it with the many other customers, as well as bring the product portfolio of Motherson to Honda-san as well. So very, very excited with this acquisition.
Thank you, sir. Very useful. My second question, can you elaborate on the potential synergies and insourcing opportunity? I know it's early, but any quantification of the potential synergy benefits in the coming years?
Yeah, look, we are waiting for the transaction to close. I think we'll give you a lot more color in detail once that happens. But just so that you understand, we already have you know, in the past experience with sunroofs. We believe that, again, this is a product that will continue to grow together with the mechanics that's been there, the amount of other products that goes into building the sunroof, the mechanical parts, etc. These are all places where, of course, we will look to drive synergies within Motherson from our geographical spread of being able to take this to the other customers and leveraging, of course, our inner capabilities to support these child parts. And also with the tanks as well. I think as you know, this will require a lot of plastic parts, elastomer, tooling, machine parts. These are all things that that Motherson already has capability, and of course we will try to drive the synergies once the transaction is completed.
Got it, sir. On the transaction side, I mean, do you see any risk in terms of completion of transaction, like acceptance and tender offer?
Of course, they have to be following. Go ahead, Baba.
Normally, in Japan, it's pretty common that once the customer has, you know, he has majority, of course, is making the offer, very rare that the offer would not be accepted. So our experience.
Thank you, sir. That's very helpful. And how much would be the debt in the business, sir?
It's free, I think.
Yeah, it's actually a net cash balance sheet.
Would you have the number handy, sir? How much would be the net cash?
So look, if you look at what's there, it's a listed entity. If you look at the public disclosures, it will tell you around about 45 million euros of net cash. Having said so, that's for the whole group. Obviously, two-wheeler business will get taken out of this, and hence it's the four-wheeler business that we will be buying. But that will also carry a net cash. The transaction is expected to close in FY25, so in reality, we will only come to know then what the net cash is going to look like. But we do expect it to be a net cash business when we are acquiring it.
Thank you, Kunal, sir. One last question relating to Prism. How do you see the revenue potential for Prism going ahead? As of now, the revenues are small at $6.5 million, but the investment cost suggests that you are baking in strong growth over the medium term. Any revenue targets or potential you can indicate for the next 5 years?
Look, I think what most important is that, you know, development of Generation 3, which is the latest technology offering with the most advanced features. I think once we are, you know, closer to that Gen 3 being completed, we could come back with you with a more solid state of what the businesses will do. But to be, you know, to tell you a little, give you some more color around it right now, I think you have to understand that, you know, as we are going into a work mode of or more people working from home, also a lot of collaboration, I think with the potential of this product is significant. I think the software is superior, allowing people to collaborate real time. There's 32 people that can be touching the screen at one location. The quality of the screen is absolutely immaculate. It's much higher than in resolution and what there is really out there in the other offerings. There's a price advantage. And on top of that, it's just a completely green product, you know, being manufactured, being able to be manufactured in any country. That brings a lot more, as you can imagine, local manufacturing for this product. It does not use any harmful chemicals, which is normally associated with the television manufacturing. And we believe it's a much cleaner, better product. And also the screen is completely rollable and foldable, which means that, you know, you can really take it to and install it in any location. So we really see a lot of advantages in this product. Of course, we need to make sure that Gen 3, which is, you know, the latest offering with the technical specs, which brings it, you know, much superior than anything else on the market, is completely finished. And that should be in about 6 months, 7 months time. And then I think we will come back with a further update of how we look at the business plan once we have been able to cross that important gate of having that product ready exactly how we envisage it.
Thank you, sir. Very helpful. And congratulations again on the acquisition. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead. Mr. Chirag Shah. Yes, go ahead, please.
Am I audible?
Yes,
yeah. You are. Sir, congratulations for fantastic acquisition, sir. So two questions I had. Just a clarification, or rather, I am presuming that there are no restrictive covenants on use of technology for non-Honda customers whenever you start approaching them, both for sunroof and fuel tank, especially in sunroof. So there is no such covenant, right?
You're right. Absolutely. We will own 81% of the company, and Honda will be very happy. One of the reasons that they are looking at Honda is because we're a global company, global customer base, and we have unfettered right to sell this
technology
to our customers.
Great, sir. The second question is, wanted to understand on the fuel tank business that you have also acquired. So any thought process on that, or sunroof is the primary area and fuel tank you will develop as it comes across? Is it the right way of looking at this business, this acquisition?
Good question, Chirag. The thing is that of course, it's known that my views on electric vehicles and all that, but alternate fuels like mixed fuels, also hydrogen fuel cell, and all these particular things will require a plastic, especially the mixed fuels, you know, ethanol and all that. It doesn't accept steel or iron fuel tanks because it will corrode it. So plastic fuel tanks is the answer for that. And this company has tremendous technology of doing that. So we are not worried about it at all. And for another 10, 15 years, plastic fuel tank is going to be good business.
Absolutely, and if I can just add to that, I think, Chirag, what's really, you know, exciting for us is the R&D capability that Yachiyo has, you know, three R&D complete facilities, and this company has had a lot of you know, strategic importance to Honda-san and has developed over the years. You know, in fact, in the past, not just for the fuel tanks, they know, you know, they've been doing fuel tanks since 1977, so one of the earliest in the industry. So as the trends evolve towards alternate fuels, like Papa was saying, you know, they have complete capability to be able to design and develop tanks for hydrogen, ethanol, etc. Not only that, you know, they've also done complete vehicle assembly in the past. That's how innovative and how strong this company is in engineering. And of course, we haven't even tapped the commercial vehicle market or the other off-road vehicle market, which is, again, huge possibilities for with this business. And on top of that, again, they have complete technical capability to develop, of course, not just a fuel tank, but pretty much anything, even the tailgates in plastic. So this is a very innovative company. It has survived over the years and is a very dear company to Honda-san, has very strong R&D capability, engineering capability, which, of course, we will harness within the group. That is, the solutions are multifold, right? Not only can we bring other Motherson products now into Honda-san as an offering, because we have the local footprint, we have the connection, and now we are serving them in a meaningful way. But take these products to other customers as well. So really, it's a very exciting opportunity. It's a partnership which we are extremely honored to have, and will really open up the gates to do a lot more with this opportunity. And we believe that there is very strong growth ahead for this company.
No, thanks for this, Anand, because fuel tank revenue contribution is almost similar to Sunroof. It's reasonably big in overall scheme of things. That's what I'm asking. Thanks for this clarification.
You're right for that right now. But like we said, I think having Honda-san there together, we are committed to growing the company. So even if in the worst case scenario, we see one product declining, there's so many opportunities with the other businesses. That we see, that I just talked to you about, the plastic tailgates, the sunroofs, the vehicle assembly. I mean, there's so much engineering capability here that we believe the thing will continue. And even if you just look at the fuel tanks itself, I think it's a stable business for at least 10 years to come. While growth we can all debate. But we believe that it will continue to grow.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more on that side, on the EV transition. Fair point. Last question, if I can, and this is for Kunal. Kunal, just for clarification, so the equity value that you have indicated, business value of around 145 million euros, whatever cash is there on books post this demerger and when the acquisition closes, so the EV actually goes down, right, to the extent of cash on books. Is that the correct understanding?
That's right.
Yes. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhartha Bera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question is on this R&D point which you just indicated about the strength. So any percentage of revenue you can share, how much they are generally investing on the R&D?
We can come back with that number, but I think again from our side, the R&D is split into many forms of development, not just of course for the sunroofs, which is the leading product, but all depends exactly on what is the requirement of Honda-san for the new vehicles, and I think we will continue to maintain that as per the direction of course of Honda-san, what is it that they want the company to continue to invest in. And what we feel that we can use these expertise to further spend our time and money on, I think we're going to be using these capabilities, because this R&D facility, the three of them, two being in Japan, one in USA, has been extremely successful in developing new products for Honda-san, bringing them to market, and being first in the market. So as the normal philosophy of Motherson, we do not go by spending a certain percentage or something like that as a guideline, because we believe that is not the right way to look at it. It depends on program specific. So it can be 1%, it can be 4%. It again depends on the customer's requirements and what it is for the region. And we will continue that trend to make sure, of course, that we are developing products and maintaining profitability and doing it at a way that the customer wants us to.
Got it. But generally trying to understand, for example, if you take sunroof, is there any sort of technological advantage which they have compared to other suppliers right now, which will help us to penetrate more clients in the future? So
they have more than 200 patents on these technologies, and you can understand why the lion's share of Honda-san's business has been with this company. They have been completely focused on Honda-san. Honda-san is known in the market to use very, very good technology and quality. They have a very, very strict technical requirements, one of the toughest in the industry.
So this company really ranks quite high, and I'm sure that once we take it to the other customers as well, they will be happy to you know, absorb this technology. Of course, we have to wait for the closing. We have to get into it. We have to get in front of the other customers. And as you can imagine, this is a listed entity in Japan. So, you know, we can only do all of that once the transaction is closed. But extremely, extremely optimistic about it. Again, we will come back to you with more color once this transaction is closed, and we could talk about more traction then. But we are very confident that other customers will take it. I mean, already there are customers in Yachiyo, such as Toyota-san, Daihatsu-san, Isuzu. So, you know, again, some of the best customers are already there, and we don't see any reason why we can't continue to grow the customer base.
Got it. So, second question on the transaction side. Now, generally, if you look at it in the past, we have generally acquired entire entities. This time, we had acquired more around 81% stake. So, why is it slightly different this time? And is there any thought to maybe acquire the 100% at some point in the future?
Look, again, I think... go ahead, Baba.
No, I was just saying that, you know, 19% shares, having Honda-san as a partner, you think that is not worth it, is it? So it's your way of thinking. But in our way, to have Honda-san as your partner, can you imagine what it will do to Mother-san, you know, in all the products that we are making? There's so much more that's there. So rather than looking at what we didn't acquire, think of the opportunity that you will open. We are now joining the partner with Honda-san. So two sides of the coin, I think.
Got it. Got it. Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kumar Rakesh from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my question. My first question was more of clarification. So you talked about 9% global market share in sunroof. Honda's global market share would be about mid-single digit to slightly higher than that. And I'm guessing that we wouldn't be providing 100% to, as in Honda won't be sourcing entirely from this company. So how are we getting the 9% market share? What am I missing in that calculation?
Firstly, you are taking the total market share, right? We're talking about the cars with sunroofs. So that obviously the market size reduces only those cars with sunroofs. Also, the majority of Honda-san sunroofs are coming from this company, the lion's share, so a very, very high percentage. Plus, of course, I'm talking about other customers as well, which are using it. So it's not just Honda-san, of course, the majority share is there. And you have to reduce the target size by only those cars which are using sunroofs.
So the cars which are using sunroof within those, Honda would be having higher share is what you're implying.
Yes, I mean, these are all figures that we can give you more color on if you would like on the offline.
Sure. Thanks for that. My second question was to understand, in historically, in the previous acquisitions which we have done, primarily in the area of wiring harness or polymer, we have very strong capability in-house as well, which we bring it into those companies and make significant transformation in the operation of those companies. Now, fuel tank and sunroof is a new area in which we are entering. How do you see the execution in these companies? What potential value add we can bring in to transform these companies? Or it's more to gain from these companies, as you have been talking about the R&D capabilities specifically, that we would be gaining more in this particular transaction than bringing our capability in those companies?
Thanks for this question, Papa. If you're okay, I'll take it. Look, we've always had a philosophy that we don't go after a company and say, oh, now you have to take only the Motherson way. In fact, we go after companies always as a customer's behest. So always the companies have inherent strengths that we like to imbibe ourselves, improve our group, imbibe that, and of course share the good things of Motherson, the Motherson DNA, and what we bring to the table. Over here, like I said, I think this is extremely exciting because they have a very, very strong
capability in R&D. They have been able to deliver Honda Sanz requirements globally, which is again something that is very heartful for us to see, that a Japanese company has been able to do that globally and even break into the other customers. So again, I think it's a two-way street. They have very, very strong capability. I also touched on the call before that, of course, fuel tanks and sunroofs, they're leaders in their own right with their technology capability, which we would, of course, will leverage and try to take that and grow that and invest further in those capabilities. But also in the past, they have even shown capability to assemble full vehicles. And as our aspiration is to grow further and further into the value chain and increase the value content, I think that's a capability that we admire and that we will learn from. And of course, Motherson's economies of scale, our in-depth customer reach that we have with the traditional players and the new mobility players, our capability to, again, set up greenfields around the world, support the customer's ambitions. Together, I think with Yachio, it's a real win-win. So really, we see it as a two-way street. We will learn, and of course, we will also share our best practices. And to tell you that the relationship has started and concluded at a phenomenal pace, and there's so much trust between the companies that really we see so much potential, and that is also why you can see that Honda-san is retaining the stake, because they see Motherson as a strategic supplier. They see a lot of possibilities and growth for this opportunity, for this asset in opportunities. And I think that's why we're all here to conclude this transaction and to start the good work that Yachio has started and continue in the Motherson way.
Thanks a lot for that, Vaaman.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Basudev Banerjee from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Congrats for the great deal announcement. I just wanted to understand broader calculations suggesting 145 million euro equity, as you said, net cash company, and full EBITDA being somewhere around 90 million euro, so 80% will be somewhere around 70, and EBIT might be, say, at 50. So ROC of your investment is superb, and from an EBITDA perspective, the deal is less than 2 times. So why Honda is giving the stake, or the investor is selling out the stake at such an attractive valuation for you? Any thought on that angle, sir? Or it can be open to counter with the analysis?
What's the question? Sorry, I missed the question.
So the deal valuation looks very, very attractive. So any specific reason why the business is getting sold at such a throwaway valuation as such? So,
Vaaman, sorry, I can't hear the mumbling is there, so I can't hear in Japan. So can you please explain to you guys, can you answer it, please?
Sure. I can take this question, and also Kunal, maybe you can also support. I think generally we're seeing a consolidation of the supply chain and the customers continuing to prefer long-term partners such as Motherson into the business, where they can grow globally with their ambitions. And of course, the entire industry is going through tremendous amounts of change. So consolidation has been on the cards, as you can imagine, with all the issues that have been in the supply chain. I'm not just talking in this asset. I'm talking more generally. We are seeing the customers' preference towards more and more consolidation, which is playing out in the market. And again, I think Honda-san is really driving this. I think it's a great outcome for a company that can, together under Motherson's fold, have opportunities to grow substantially larger outside of Honda-san as well, get access to a global network of customers while we can enhance our product portfolio. So I think it's a great win-win. It's a growth opportunity for the company that they perhaps, would not have access to without Motherson's depth and reach. And for us as well, we get into a strategic partnership with Honda-san and we continue business and bring in more products, exciting products into the fold. So I believe this is a fantastic deal for all parties involved.
Sure. So a large one can say that other than just a mere deal, it is more to get associated with Motherson as a group for Honda Car, and that will help the relationship prosper further and in sourcing, etc., and make the relation more stronger, more than just a mere deal.
Absolutely, it's both ways. It's our honor as well to grow. I mean, Papa had said very clearly the vision for us, 3CX10, no country, no customer, no component, more than 10% of our business. Honda-san was not a large share. And with this, Honda becomes a very meaningful customer of the Motherson Group. Of course, helps diversify the base even more. It's again within the direction of our chairman and where the group wants to be in 2025.
Sure, so that's great, and it will also enhance your business ROC overall, though marginally, but in the right direction. And second small question, sir.
Sorry to interrupt. You have a background noise on your line. I request you to please mute your line after you've asked the question, at least.
Sure. So, my last question is, as Kunal initially said, that it will be consummated sometime in FY25. So, as it's a large part of your revenue base, so can you indicate what beginning of 25 or end of 25 that will help us?
It will be beginning of 25. We are expecting somewhere in Q1 FY25 for this transaction to happen. And I think you had also asked the question whether someone else can come and bid for this. Please bear in mind, 50.4% is owned by Honda already of Yachio. So, and the tender offer is being made by Honda. So unlikely someone will be competing with the OEM, which is anyway the person procuring, nearly 90% of the products of Yachio. So hence an highly unlikely event if someone were to come and compete for the tender offer.
Sure. Great. Congrats for the big time.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hitesh Goel from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for my question and congratulations on a good acquisition. My question is, I can see that for Motherson it's a great acquisition because you've got greater share in Honda. But how will you grow this company? I understand sunroof adoption within the automobile cars within Honda, that will be an opportunity. Can you throw some light with other customers? Can you go ahead with, I think Daihatsu, you're supplying some bumpers through this unit. So can you talk us about other Japanese customers which you can supply, because all of them have their own supplier base, right? So trying to understand that.
I think one particular thing, I don't know whether it has caught your attention. This is the first time that a Japanese customer, OEM, has selected a supplier and given an important part of his company to them, which is the trend that, as Raman said also, we are seeing across the board. It's happening in Europe, America, and also in Japan. For us, we've been working on this particular thing for a long time, and the mere fact that the Japanese OEM, as big as Honda-san, has trusted Motherson for this particular acquisition. Also, please understand, it will open the floodgates of a lot of companies in Japan who are in trouble because of the current conditions globally, especially China and Russia war and all that particular thing which is happening. There is a lot of pain in the system. So definitely, Yachio, we will solve because we have a tremendous amount of inputs with German and American and European customers. If you get deeper into the whole thing, you will see that there are only one or two max, which are strong companies. And Yachio-san was only focusing on Honda-san. And for us, we already have plans to introduce them to the European, American, and German customers. and there is with the quality and reliability. And they have 13 plants all over the world. Whenever Honda signs, they have a plant there. So that augurs very well for us to make sure that we can cross-share and cross-sell this particular thing, because we have very strong relationship with the other customers also. So I'm not so worried about that. I think our product Fiat-San will do the talking. And they have the complete range from small sunroofs right up to panoramic roof, and all the thing is all there. So I think they're very capable, and we just have to let them go. I think that's the biggest thing that we did with Pegaform, we did that with Schaffneker, we did that with Zinsser. We always do that. You know, we go multiple customers. That's already tried and tested. I don't think you should doubt that at all. But also, please consider that Motherson started with the Japanese joint venture in 1983. And now we are taking over a company in Japan. Japan is a very close market, and you probably know that very well. But once we can show our capabilities here, believe me, we have a huge opportunity in Japan, and Yachiyo also, and also new products, new companies.
Yes, sir, definitely. I mean, I think you're the only company which is doing this in Japan. Like you said, it's very difficult to get business and, you know, big companies like you are doing it. So all the best, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And also this, actually, we become, thanks for reminding me about Daihatsu, because we become direct supplier to now to Daihatsu-san in Toyota in Japan.
Yeah, that's an achievement for sure. Thanks, sir.
Daihatsu-san is a Toyota company.
All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Two questions. One is to Kunal on the comments of the deal. So, would there be any change in working capital structure or margin structure since it will become a third-party supplier to Honda? And does it also guarantee continuity of business from Honda to Yachiyo?
Absolutely. To your first point on working capital, look, it's a running business. We do not anticipate any changes happening. And please bear in mind, again, Honda-san is a partner to us. So between now and closing, again, we do not see any change in business dynamics versus what is already happening today. So that's the way at least we see life play out. So what was the second question?
With respect to continuity of business from Honda, is that also guaranteed? I mean, I'm assuming being partners, that should be the case.
Look, right now, nearly 100% of, actually 100% of the fuel tank business is with Yachiyo, which is going to continue, and more than 90% of sunroof is with Yachiyo as well. So, no real reason to believe things will be there.
Sure. And the second question from perspective of the synergies in terms of ability to cross-sell to Honda and offer Yachiyo's products to other OEMs. Would it be fair to say that it will take at least 3 to 4 years for that to reflect in numbers, given the timelines which are involved in such things, and we'll be getting this acquisition done only by 1Q FY25, so 2 to 3 years from there is when we should expect it to reflect in numbers?
Sorry, Vaman, I couldn't hear here because there was a disturbance on the line. So Kunal, please go ahead, or Vaman, please go ahead.
Yeah. So the transaction was closed in 2025. And of course, once the transaction is closed, there is a process of, you know, taking these products. There will be some time for us to obviously get in deep into all the products, the offerings, all the new programs, start to plan. And any new program that you win will start 2 years down the line. So that's normal automotive process. Of course, we will start the groundwork already with the capabilities that that we can bring, but all programs will obviously be new programs and new offerings from the customer. So this is the normal time which it takes for any acquisition. But this company itself is a running company. It's a growing company. So we believe that, of course, this the growth opportunities here are tremendous.
I got it. Thanks for all this.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity again. So just one small question for Kunal. What would be from Japan and China for this entity? A ballpark number?
What is, sorry, the turnover from Japan and China?
Yeah, for this entity.
So Japan is 18-odd%. China is 43%.
China is 43% and Japan is?
18%.
18%. So, and rest, I presume, would be either US or Europe?
America is the second largest at 33% and Asia is, the rest of Asia is 7.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Chirag, Honda has two huge plants in China. So they are getting the supplies for there. So I don't understand if you are thinking they are not importing. It's all for China.
Yeah. I was aware of that. I just wanted to ensure that it's China is like 35-40%. I was of that. This is helpful.
That's because Honda has two joint ventures in China.
In China, yes.
Yeah. So the numbers are very strong in favor of China.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. And all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. As we have no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. V.C. Sehgal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your questions. We at Madison are very excited because I think, one, to gain a great company like Honda Sai as your joint venture partner, under our leadership, we will definitely take IATIO to new heights. And this also opens, as I said, it opens a lot of avenues, a lot of companies, which in Japan were hesitant to come to outside Japan. I think they would be very much brave now to say that, yes, why not? Let's go to a global company like Madison. Secondly, on the sentimental side, it's wonderful for me because in 1978, I started working in Japan. We learned everything from them. 83, we started the joint venture with Sumitomo. And we have lost everything, whatever we have today, a huge part of it has come from Japan. Today, for the first time, we will give back to Japan. And for me, that's a very sentimental, to give back on a Guru Purnima to your Guru is something very, very heart-touching and warm for us. Thank you all very much and wish you all a good week ahead. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Samvardhana Madison International Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.